Thank you for calling customer service. This is Brandon, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
We have a charge on our credit card for $59, I think, some cents. And your person I just talked to is trying to tell me that it is for a watch that I got on a 14-day trial or something, 18-day, I don't know. And the watch that I got was a free watch that all you had to do was pay the shipping and handling, which I did last month. And I had this on my charge last month, and I asked you all to take it off. Actually, you gave me a return address to return it. I talked to someone after that who verified that I was right, that the watch was free, and all I had to pay was the $2.97 or whatever shipping. So I didn't send the watch back because I didn't need to, because it was a free watch. And now it's on my charge card again this month for $59.97. Mm-hmm. You need to take it off my charge card.
Can I get your first name, your last name?
Patricia Opoka, O-P-O-K-A.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address?
828 Northwest 12th Street, Blue Springs, Missouri, 64015.
Okay, I see that you did order that watch on the 20th of December. It was on a 14-day trial period, and if you didn't call, you'd be billed the full price of the watch, $59.97.
If I didn't call for what?
In your subscription.
Okay. That's not what I did. There was nothing about a trial. Nothing. If you if you can show me where I agreed to that, then I'll send you the watch back. Piece of shit anyway.
Well, everything was explained in the terms and conditions on the website when you place the order. You just go to the website and go to terms and conditions. Now the watch, it does have great quality, it does help with sleep tracking and heart rate monitoring. And what I can do for you, I can't get you a 35% refund on your $59.97.
Why not the whole refund?
Because that charge is valid.
Because what?
The charge is valid, ma'am.
It is not. Can you show me?
Yes, ma'am. You can go to the website.
Okay, I'll go to the website.
And go to terms and conditions.
Time what?
Terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions.
And everything is in the terms and conditions.
What's the website?
ShopHypeWatch.com.
Shop what?
HypeWatch.com.
Hype, H-Y-P-E?
Correct.
You know how I came about this was I took a survey, and after I got through the survey, they said that I was entitled to two or three, I don't know, different things for free, and all I had to do was pay shipping and handling. And I just picked the watch just because I thought there wasn't anything else there that I wanted. And so are you telling me that that is your website? Is
Yes,
that
ma'am.
how you sell this stuff? By telling people that they've won these things?
Yes, ma'am. We tell you that you won, you got your free watch. You had the call within 14 days and end your trial.
I want you to give me a full refund because that is bad. That's false. False advertising.
What I can do for you, ma'am, is put my employee discount on top of their 35%, and I can make it a 50% refund.
You can what?
I can make it a 50% refund so you can get half of your money back.
Okay, you give me 50% back, and then I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau. That's not right.
Well, everything is valid, ma'am, but what I can do for you, I can get you your full refund. It will show in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
You can give a full refund?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That sounds better. 3 to 5 business days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And your name is Brian?
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay. Do I have to do anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Anything else I can do for you?
No, that'll be great. Thank you.
Welcome. Have a good day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye.